And the front page of the newspaper was a girl who got in trouble for some explosives. And do you know how they found out about them? Facebook. And if you go and Google that name now, there are people who have got regular Joes that have gone into her Facebook, pulled off pictures, information, her friends' names. Some of her friends that were close friends of hers on Facebook or had likes on her Facebook got called, people wanted to interview them. You know, using the Facebook to get all the information about this person who, did they say some stupid things on Facebook? Yes. Did they do some stupid things to have them looking on their Facebook in the first place? Yes. Are they a criminal? Are they what's that? What's the bomber? What was that famous bomber? You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, but the Unabomber. Are they? Is this person a Unabomber? Are they planning on blowing up? No. No, they're just a normal person who likes to blow things up. Okay? But because of some things that were said that were kind of dumb and some pictures that were on the Facebook, guess what? It's a big deal now.
Yeah.
The government's involved. And right now, the government loves making examples out of people. Yeah. They want you to know who's in control right now because they fear the masses. They fear the change that can be coming. And they're going to use it. They're going to push this to the limit on this girl who doesn't deserve what she's getting.
Yeah, they're blowing it way out of proportion. Not the media and also a lot of the people on the internet. People on the internet are the most unforgiving nerds that sits in basements that I've ever seen in my life. I mean, you know, I love it. You know, everybody's an expert when it comes to the internet, and everybody knows exactly what they're talking about. They get on there, and they call her names. They get on her picture, put her picture up. They edit her picture. They Photoshop her picture. They make her look like the worst person in the world because they have nothing better to do.
Yeah, and they want to one-up the last guy who said something about her.
Yeah, and I mean, you search it, and it's a shame because, you know, you might not like somebody. I mean, people that are listening to this right now, you might know exactly who I'm talking about. You might not like the person, but they don't. But you know, it don't matter how bad you hate somebody. You know, sometimes it goes a little bit to the point. It goes a little too far.
Yep.
They don't deserve that.
No, they don't.
I wouldn't. I look at like me. I look how would I want to be treated?
Yeah.
Everybody's. You know, made mistakes. Everybody's hit that rough patch. You know, you would look at like I would want people to respect. You know, and give me the innocent to proven guilty mentality. But a lot of times it don't happen.
No, and everybody screws up. Everybody's done dumb things that they could and should have gotten in trouble for. But it when you start interjecting, and I'll tell you what got me, is all the people on the Facebook that are talking trash about her that don't really even know her.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm seeing people that I know for a fact have never met her, and their threads on their Facebook, they're having conversations with people who I also know have never met this person. And they're talking like they were a best friend and always a nut job and she crazy and all this stuff. And it really makes me angry. It's really too far. And I had a situation, you know, Bobby, you know about it, this past weekend. I had a situation where anybody who knows me, anybody that knows Cletus knows I'm a reptile guy. I'm a snake guy. I love reptiles. And I think one of the most ignorant statements you can make is the only good reptile or the only good snake is a dead snake. And it really makes me angry. So, and you know that, Bobby, you've heard me get upset about that comment.
Oh yeah. I mean, right? You know, you run your Pets Gone Wild education program. You're very educated when it comes to snakes and it just shows the ignorance.
It's an ignorant statement. Well, a friend of mine on his Facebook, he said that he had a snake in his house. Somebody makes that comment. And I do what I always do when I see that comment, which is I say, you know, that's a stupid comment and that maybe the only good stupid people are dead stupid people. Would just happen to be my friend's mother-in-law. So
Small town.
So she flips out. Her husband, who I've never met, and luckily on that day we didn't meet because it got very heated, comes back at me and makes a comment about my life that, number one, he had no knowledge of. Number two, it was an ignorant, angry statement, and I knew that. And number three, it could have turned into something very ugly because I was very angry. And then I had to sit back as it's going on, and I responded back ugly because now I'm upset. And then I had to sit back and think, wait a minute. All it takes is reading that statement wrong, and she thinks I'm calling her stupid. I don't think the lady was stupid for making the comment. Do I think it was an ignorant comment? Yes. I liken that comment to making a racial slur out of anger before you've thought about what you do. I just think it's ignorant, and people don't think sometimes. So I go back, and I have to tuck my tail, and I have to apologize. Now, even if I had called her stupid, the things that they were saying to me and about me were a lot worse than me calling her stupid. They took it way far, but I messed up. I made a statement. I did not clarify myself in that statement. I hurt some feelings, and a whole bunch of people jump in and start trying to hurt feelings back. And that can be very dangerous, guys. You don't know. If you don't know somebody on Facebook, you don't know what they're capable of. Anybody that knows me knows I ain't going to shoot nobody. I'm not going to stab anybody. I'm not going to wait outside somebody's house and jump them from behind with a chair and scream, "Yeah, I'm the man, brother," or something crazy. But when you start digging into people's personal lives, especially into things that are very dear to them, which is what had happened, if I had been the wrong person, you don't know what could have come out of that. And I'm glad that I am mature enough and had the fortitude enough and value my friendship with that guy enough to say, "Hey, you know what? It's my fault." And exactly what I said was, "Hey, guys, I didn't mean that she was stupid. I just think it's a stupid comment. That's all I was saying. If you took it out of context, I apologize. If I hurt any feelings, I apologize. And I'm going to take all the nasty, ugly things you guys just said about me, and I'm going to chalk it up to ignorant statements that were made out of anger that I caused." And it's over. Matter of fact, the lady that originally thought I called her stupid friended me on Facebook, and I added her. She said nothing ugly. She said, "You know, I think," and my thought is that she said, "You know what? That was a class act. That guy was upset. We said some ugly things too, and he completely forgave and apologized. That's somebody I want to know better." But it ain't always like that, guys. No. It ain't always like that. I know of people that get in fights. Our favorite person in the world to talk about, Donald Higginbotham. Donald Higginbotham's been jumped and messed with and threatened on several occasions for things that have gone out on Facebook. I know this for a fact.
Yep.
It happens. So we've got some guests today, don't we, Mr. Problem?
Yes, we do. We got some guests that are anxiously awaiting to get to speak. And now we're not like those other people that only give you 2 minutes. We're going to give you more than 2 minutes. We'll give you 2.5 minutes to talk.
That's right. Two and a half minutes.
But we'd like to welcome, go ahead and tell us your name.
What's your name, young man?
My name is Jacob Forrester.
Where are you from?
Banks County.
How long have you lived there?
Going on 7 years.
Okay. Where were you born?
White
County. Yeah, so you're a North Georgia boy.
Yeah.
Been here your whole life. What school do you go to?
Banks County.
So we got some questions for you. Go ahead, Bobby. I'm going to let you lead this one.
First question. What do you think about Ninja Camp at Popham Athletics
Ninja
this week?
Camp?
At Georgia Hopkido Academy / Popham Athletics.
Well, it's been fun, I guess. I've got to talk to a lot of people. Got to help out with the kids, and it's been cool.
Good deal. What did you think of the Ninja King? Because I heard he came out.
The Ninja King. Bobby missed it.
I think the Ninja King is just a pushover.
You think he's a pushover?
Yeah, like he's always talking.
This is the thing. I don't ever like to say anything bad about the Ninja King because he could be lurking around right now.
He stole my Twinkies.
I'm not scared of the Ninja King.
He stole my Twinkies while I was eating a Twinkie in the next room. He got in the house and took my Twinkies from the cabinet, from the cupboard, as it were.
I mean, he's like a chameleon. I mean, I'm telling you, he could be in here right now. We could look up at the ceiling. He could be the color of the ceiling and just sitting there, and all you could see is his eyes. That's the only thing that he can't change the color
of his
eyes.
So be careful with that. I mean, you weren't here. Bobby went out to get some supplies, got knocked in the back of the head. The Ninja King ties him up.
You got to remember, I have stealth, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Do tell.
when he knocked you out, and he was on his thingamajigger.
Yeah. Thingamajigger that he's speaking of is he got on a tower,
and
he set up a target, and he challenged all of our ninjas in training to defeat him, and they couldn't do it. They got close. It was a heck of a battle.
He couldn't even see me.
Yeah,
he couldn't even see me.
So you're saying you snuck up on the Ninja King?
I snuck on him.
I don't know. That's kind of like an urban legend. I don't know. That's kind of like an urban
legend. I didn't see it because I'd turned my back to the younger ninjas. And when I turned around, I know the Ninja King was screaming something about he cheated and pulled his hair or something.
Oh, steroids.
Steroids. It was steroids. That's right.
He called somebody out about steroids.
On steroids, saying that some of the ninjas were on steroids because there's no way they could sneak up on him that fast.
Exactly.
But it was a fight.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But you hadn't been around since the Ninja King. The Ninja King is a bad man.
He's a legend.
You're only getting to see him nowadays, you know, but like back in the day, And he was a force to be reckoned with. I mean, still is. It's just, I don't think you really understand the broad picture of
the levity of the situation.
Exactly. I'm one of those people, if I see any hint that the Ninja King is around, I run the other way. Or I don't run the other way, but I walk the other way because I want to avoid conflict. You know, because the Ninja King's a bully. I don't want to mess with the Ninja King unless I absolutely have to.
That's right. But you enjoyed the Ninja King, the battle with the Ninja King?
Yeah, it was.
And you are enjoying Ninja Camp?
Yeah.
How was that Ninja Spaghetti yesterday? I heard it was, I enjoyed it.
It was okay.
Ninja Spaghetti, that's
ninja
right.
Spaghetti.
It's because it's made out of real ninjas.
And we're going to have, and tomorrow, or we're going to have Ninja Pizza.
Ninja Pizza,
Papa John's.
That's
I asked
right.
this lady that owns Papa John's, I asked her if she had Ninja Pizza. So hopefully we're going to get some Ninja Pizza. I don't know what it is. But it's Ninja Pizza.
But it is ninja style.
I got that from the Teenage Alien Ninja Turtles.
That's right.
Mutant Ninja Turtles, sorry. It's all messing me up right now, the crap they're going with.
A lot of anger about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Alien Turtles.
I just remember Ninja Pizza, Ninja Hairstylist, Ninja Dentist. I mean, back in the day, you know, that was everything was ninja.
Yep.
Ninja something.
Most of us ninjas have had to go into hiding and keep our identity secret.
I'm telling you, it's hard for a ninja to even get a job nowadays.
Ninja can't get a break.
No, he can't. He can't because, first of all, you know, nobody takes him seriously. But they're pretty. They're forced to be reckoned with. I'm telling you.
So we want to ask you. I want to ask you. Do you have a Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. You have a bunch of friends on your Facebook?
Yeah.
And you have a bunch of Facebook friends?
Yeah.
Do you understand the difference? A friend on Facebook is somebody that you're friends with that says, hey, I'm going to go on your Facebook because we're friends and we can talk there when we're not hanging out. A Facebook friend is somebody that sends you a request that doesn't know you. Like, he knows Jacob and Jacob knows Bobby and Bobby's my friend. So
I got a few of those.
Yeah,
most of the guys I usually know.
So have you seen a situation where somebody said something on Facebook that got out of hand or maybe that they shouldn't have said?
The only one I know of is the one you was talking about.
Okay. And you know that person, too, from being around the gym. And do you think it's gotten out of hand just because of the Facebook? Don't you think that's made it worse?
I don't know enough.
You don't know the particulars.
Yeah, I don't know.
But can you see how the Facebook could make it worse?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you've never had an issue where you said something on Facebook that somebody took the wrong way or seen one of your friends do that?
No.
Well,
I've never had.
Don't let that happen. Okay?
No,
don't.
I have been in a few chat rooms where... But I usually log off. I don't usually get too into depth about arguing.
Because we know. Go ahead.
Heck,
go ahead.
I tried to challenge you to a game of Words with Friends, and you never got back with me.
That's bad Facebook.
Yeah, I think I saw that too.
Yeah, that is bad Facebook policy. When your friends that are on Facebook challenge you to something, you're supposed to accept it, unless you're scared. I'd be scared of Bobby because he is a class 5 ninja, and you're only a class 3.
Class 3. Yeah.
Exactly.
See? That's
only two classes below.
Yeah, but that's a long way. Look what we had to go through the last 2 days just to get
that's
y'all
only
from
like
class
two
1
days
to class
away.
3. Yeah, we'll see if you make it. I don't know. The Green Ninja's coming tomorrow, and that guy scares me. It's because we don't know if he's good or bad. Ninja Camp and Facebook.